and Four to Go by Rex Stout. Copyright 1958 by Rex Stout. This recording of the full-length reading of And Four to Go was published by arrangement with the estate of Rex Stout, and was produced in 1997 by Books on Tape, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape, Incorporated. This book is read by Michael Pritchard. Story Number 1. Christmas Party. Chapter 1.
"I'm sorry, sir," I said. I tried to sound sorry. "But I told you 2 days ago, Monday, that I had a date for Friday afternoon, and you said all right. So I'll drive you to Long Island Saturday or Sunday."
Nero Wolfe shook his head.
"That won't do. Mr. Thompson's ship docks Friday morning, and he will be at Mr. Hewitt's place only until Saturday noon, when he leaves for New Orleans. As you know, he is the best hybridizer in England, and I am grateful to Mr. Hewitt for inviting me to spend a few hours with him. As I remember, the drive takes about an hour and a half, so we should leave at 12:30.
I decided to count 10 and swiveled my chair, facing my desk, so as to have privacy for it. As usual, when we have no important case going, we had been getting on each other's nerves for a week, and I admit I was a little touchy, but his taking it for granted like that was a little too much. When I had finished the count, I turned my head to where he was perched on his throne behind his desk, and darned if he hadn't gone back to his book, making it plain that he regarded it as settled. That was much too much. I swiveled my chair to confront him.
"I really am sorry."